And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Hey, welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, we hope. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. Sam Patella from, yes, the Invader.
The Invader.
Invader is here. The Invader. Are they going to start calling you the Invader?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't think so.
No. Anyway, we're having a great time and a lot of technical problems here. We apologize for that. I understand the app is back up. I understand the radio is back up. And we're hoping that the phones are back up. We're going to give them a try here. And we're having a great time. We're giving away a great prize,
yeah,
too. And we're getting lots of great texts.
That's the thing.
Too.
We're having a good time regardless. I'm sure we'll get the phone straightened out. It's all good. If you want to join us this morning right now, I would just do that. I would hit us up on that text line because the phone lines are absolutely full. We're going to get things rolling, and we'll get you back onto the phones here. If you want to get us on the phone, that's area code 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. Or hit us up. Text the show. Easy download on the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you're listening right now, this is the perfect time to do it. Jump into the App Store on your iPhone or the Google Play Store on your Android device. Just search Let's Talk Hookup. It's a free download. You'll see the Let's Talk Hookup icon. It's an easy way to listen to the show, easy way to get information, upcoming guests, listen to archive shows, and on a day like today, you can just shoot a text, get your questions answered by Sam. Not only are we having fun and talking fishing today, we are giving away a killer prize. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to get to go fishing on a full-day trip on board the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. How cool is that?
Yeah, about that. Yeah, well, now I think we can do some catch report here. So catch report sponsored in part by the fish pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best fish processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked fish, jerky, spices, the spices and the rubs and the pokey kit and the burgers, and they just do it all at Fisherman's Processing. Order online or give them a call at Fisherman's Processing. Just check the fishermansprocessing.com website for more details. And we have our surf guru extraordinaire, Gundy Gunderson, on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, if it takes a tin can and a string, we'll get the report through.
Got it, man. We have phones and reset everything, and it looks like we're okay now.
Yeah, we're sounding real good right now, Pete. Hey, you know, kind of a challenging week of fishing with the wind and the swell, but there were some windows and some guys made some catches. You know, what I say this time of year is you just got to consider the direction of the swell and try to focus on those beaches that are, you know, sometimes you have these south-facing beaches when you have a northwest swell or something, and you got to work with it kind of like that. And, you know, keep in touch with your local tackle shops. They can keep you updated on what's going on. But there is some good fishing. When you find fish this time of year, it's usually you can make some good catches. Hook, line, sinker reported good barred perch catches this week. The fish are mounted up pretty good on most of the beaches. If you find a school, they're not picky, taking lugworms, bloodworms, mussel, shrimp, gulp, sandworms. Good catches were reported from Gaviota, Goleta, East Beach, Silver Strand. Most of the fish in that 1.5 to 1 pound range, with a few better kickers up to 1.5 pounds. Wiley's reported a few good days of mixed bag fishing for the guys fishing the reef beaches. A couple of shop regulars had a really good day. I mean, they were talking one fish after another. Sand bass, calico bass, cabazon, barred perch, yellowfin, croaker, sargo, and leopard shark, all in the catch for a day's fishing. That's when you find the zone or whatever, and that's what I'm talking about in wintertime. The fish were on the bottom, and the guys were fishing a 2-ounce inline torpedo sinker. Since it was rocky bottom, that's something you want to do to try to avoid hanging up. The catch was made there at Encinal Canyon. Big Fish reported tough conditions and slow fishing there. Best bet was inside Alamitos Bay, where the night bite was real good for bay bass. The guys using the glow-colored or glow flukes working the docks and just walking the shores and doing real well there. Ketchum Tackle reported more red tide in that area. A few catches reported. Hogan's reported slow fishing with a few smaller croaker taken off the San Clemente Pier there with some rubber lip sargo. Some small barred perch also in the mix there. And finally, Pacific Coast reported some good perch catches up there off Army, Navy, South Carlsbad. Most of the fish are smaller, up to a pound maybe. Gulp, sandworms working real good, lugworms, mussel, all that stuff. A few smaller croaker also in the mix. And then the sargo were biting there on the Oceanside Pier. So you got to piece it together. But if you got a beautiful 80-degree day, Pete, what are you going to do? You're going to go fishing, right?
Exactly. That's
exactly
what you're supposed to do when the weather looks like this outside.
We're going to pay a little bit this week, it looks like. It's going to be back in the 60s.
Rain would be nice.
Frigid 60s.
Yeah, we could use some rain. No doubt, but we'll take this flat. You know, the thing about the weather is it's just been so flat, calm, and beautiful too. You gotta love it.
I like flat calm.
We all like flat.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
You can keep your rain away from Colorado.
Well, hey,
you know, years ago, you used to wear your UGG boots for maybe a couple months out of the winter. Now you might get a couple weeks where you need them.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Well, Gunderson,
extraordinaire.
Appreciate that great report, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Have a good week.
All right, let's slide on up to a spot that Gundy knows very well. That's Dana Warr Sport Fishing, because we got the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line right now. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. You got me?
Yeah, we got you.
Looks like we have our issues straightened out.
That's good to hear, right? Hey, sometimes you got to sit on the spot before it bites, right?
Yep.
All good. Well, hey, a week for us here, just, you know, another good, you know, January week for sure is what I'd call it. You know, half day seem pretty much identical to what we fished last week. Our water temps at 58 to 59, you know, some nice sunshine for sure, but things are a bit sluggish. You know, it feels like summer on the surface, but you put your hand in the hand well to get a bait, and that water kind of, you know, gets you back to reality. Dropper loop type setups paid off probably better than some of the, you know, fly line type setups for us this week on our half day trips. We are catching some sand bass and some sculpin on the bottom. That's another stuff that has to be released, like that sheephead and whitefish as well. So there's action. There's plenty of action on these half-day trips, just, you know, not a whole lot being kept. On the longer trips, we stretch it out to our three-quarter-day stuff right now. We're out in that deep water still catching that sculpin. Still plenty of opportunity on these guys. We've been fishing anywhere from, I'd say, like 200 to like 265 on these three-quarter-day trips. So guys fishing like a 6 or an 8-ounce torpedo sinker been having no problem getting to the bottom. There hasn't been much condition, not much current, and not much breeze, so, you know, been able to get down there just fine. Seeing some sand bass as well out along the that deeper hard bottom, kind of mixing with some of that sculpin, but I'll say it's pretty much just been straight sculpin on the three-quarter-day stuff right now. No new movement, really, on our halibut derby. We had a couple trips with no leaderboard action at all, you know, just... I think that lack of condition, like I just said, you know, we haven't had a whole lot of current and there hasn't been much of a breeze at all, maybe a little bit in the morning coming off the beach to move the boat around. So it has been a little bit tricky. So we haven't seen any new movement there. So, but that's pretty much what we did this week. We'll be back out of here this next week. If you guys want to hop on a trip, tell you make those reservations. And if you plan ahead a little bit, on Sundays, kids fish free with a paid adult. So that fills up kind of quick. But if you get on it and make a reservation for a half or a three-quarter day, you make that reservation for yourself, you can bring your kid along with you. So call our office here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can link us there on the Let's Talk Cookup webpage or check us out at danawork.com.
Right on, Woolley. Great report. Sounds like there's some solid fishing, sculpin tacos in the future for some of your fishermen. We'll take that just fine, and glad we got some good fishing still to look forward to here. Appreciate a great report, buddy. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, boys. Thanks for the time. See ya.
Thanks, Woolley.
Nice thing about going sculpin fishing with Woolley is they get to handle them. They're used to it, though.
So
they make some delicious fish, though.
I don't think there's much better that comes out of the ocean.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, hey, that's going to wrap up our catch board today. I want to remind you that 2021 Bill Varney CCA calendar is now available at all of your local tackle shops and Turner's Outdoorsmen, or you can purchase online at surffishtackle.com. You should get yours today.
It's a great calendar.
Best way to keep track of the tide,
period.
Like, best tide charts. I love that thing. Killer. Good for photography. That's where it's at.
Absolutely. Well, let's try it.
I was gonna say, we have some extremely patient callers, and we want to start off with the first guy. I'm not sure if Don is still hanging with us, but we're going to start it off with Don from Woodland Hills. Good morning, Don. You still hanging with us?
Hey, I'm still hanging. You hear me, guys?
Yeah, my man.
Oh, Don gets an award.
No doubt.
Hey, it's like fishing, man. Patience, patience, patience. You finally hook up.
I like your
style. Is that the truth?
Yep. Hey, most of my questions have been answered. So, Sam, just curious, for your boat, how long does it take you to get to, say, San Clemente or to the Cortez if you're doing a day-and-a-half trip?
Well, if we're traveling at night, which we will be, it seems like the whole fleet leaves a little bit earlier, but, you know, we want to get underway around 9 or at least by 10, clearing the jetty, so we'll be there by daylight. You know, Clemente's 5.5-6 hours, and it's 90-something miles out to Cortez, so we would probably leave around 8 o'clock at night to get out there, so.
Kind of the beauty of doing the charter thing, too, is, like, so much of it is kind of tailored to your groups.
Yeah, and I'm going to tailor departure times on wherever we have to go. So,
and the nice thing too about where you are at Seaforth Sport Fishing is you're 100 yards from the bait barge on the way out to the
Yeah,
desert,
it's just right. Yeah, it's just shorter. It's a smaller harbor, so you're in clean water, quickly. Especially if you're going out to the west there. It's a little bit shorter safe time, but it's all about we'll depart and, you know, and get out there, and like I said, everybody just get underway, get our bait, and everybody get some rest because it's going to be a long day. We're, you know, start early in the morning, get after it.
The thing that I like so much, there's been so many questions about what's this going to be, what's that going to be, but, you know, this is Sam Patel. Like, this is the same operation that you've been running for a lot of years, but you're doing it with less people in a little kind of custom environment.
Yeah, and the speed thing is like, yeah, I mean, everybody wants to go fast, but I know, like, on the angler, like, if we made 10 knots, we were like, woo, we're flying, you know? It's like, this thing is 10 knots just cruising slow. So, I mean, it's easy,
nice,
yeah.
Comfortable ride.
Yeah, it's comfortable. It's a different ride when you're up on step and trying to, you know, go super fast. It's not a little skiff. It's a boat.
Yeah.
So. But anyhow, this upcoming season, yeah, we're not going to be the 20 knot boat. I'm not trying to sell that. But we're going to be cruising along like I have my whole career. Just we'll get there.
Normal sport boat speed.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Don, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Thanks for hanging in here,
guys.
How about next up? We talked to John. John's calling us from Los Alamitos this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
My friend has a Pacifica. 37 foot, the tunas, and it's a great boat, man. It sleeps great, it cruises nice, man. It's awesome. I think you got a really nice boat there, Sam.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, they're well built. They're nice, well, nice rigs.
They don't build them like that anymore.
They
can't. Too expensive, right?
Yeah. Well, I think money can buy anything.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Well, thank you.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Good job, John. All right. Well, why don't we grab another call? Very patient caller, hung in all day yesterday, didn't just miss it. How about Doug calling us from Montebello this morning? Doug, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hi, Doug.
Where's Doug?
I guess Doug didn't hang anymore.
That's a short window.
Yeah.
I guess it wasn't enough time. Sam in Irvine is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Sam?
Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. A great show. A beautiful boat. I couldn't find your boat yesterday looking on the website, looked just under your name. But when I went in today, it looked pretty awesome boat.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, not good. I like your name, Sam.
Strong.
Yeah, right. Hey, you know, I booked up some Parker trips this year already for the season. But, you know, we're still looking for some trips on your 12-hour trip. Where would you be fishing, and what is the price on your 12-hour trip?
The 12-hour trips are going to be $3,000. I think it states that on the website there. But wherever we need to go.
Yeah, it's like 5 a.m. to 5
p. Yeah, it's 5 a.m. to, well, 5 a.m. It's supposed to be a 12-hour trip, but I'm always going to have a second license on the boat. So if we end up getting in a little bit of late, because I've been called Captain Midnight more than once in my career.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but basically a 5 o'clock departure. fish all day.
Okay. And if the fish are close, fish that's very doable,
yeah.
Right? I mean, look at this year. This year the fish were, you know, 20 miles.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to go back to my buddy. I call him Booger. His name is Ryan on the San Diego. That boat gets them day in, day out. They leave at, you know, 5 in the morning. They get back in between 5 and 7 o'clock at night. It's
yeah.
We just got to go where the fish are.
That's it.
That's kind of fisherman. I don't sit like, well, we're going to go 40 miles. It's like, if I got to go 50, I'm going 50.
And you're going to let the passengers know, like, you have the opportunity to go overnight. You're going to say, hey, we need to go overnight instead of doing a 12. You'll let them know.
Yeah, it's yeah, I'd rather be out there daylight than shown into the area at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Absolutely, yeah. So that's, but we have the, that's the thing. We have the berthing accommodations to do the overnight trip, and it's not that much more.
Yeah.
So, anyway,
yeah,
it's all about comfort, get some rest. That's why we do the overnight thing. So, but we can do 12-hour trips, yes.
All right. So thanks a lot for the call, Sam.
Hey, well, you had another great text come. You got it, Sam. We had another great text come through from Roy B. in Huntington Beach. He says, it sounds like a very comfortable boat. I'm semi-handicapped. How easy is it to get on and off the boat? Do you have steps or a ramp? Thanks for Roy.
We get on and off the boat on the swim step, and there's which is the easiest way.
Yeah, right.
So it's just from the dock, and I have the boat, of course, securely tied up. It's just easy. It's almost straight across from the dock. It drops down about 6 or 8 inches, but regardless of that, nobody's getting on and off the boat without a crew member right there. So it's pretty easy to get on and off the boat. But no steps and no up and over. It's you just step on the swim step, and there's a
transom door.
Yeah, there's a transom door, and
Roy doesn't need to swing his legs up and over or anything.
No, there's no swinging over. There's no steps up and down. It's just kind of it's a smooth transition from the dock onto the swim step onto the boat.
Sweet,
nice.
Right on, Roy. All right, well, let's jump right back. Yeah, jump right back into him. We're gonna talk to Hills. He's calling us from Ventura this morning. What's up, Hills? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. I wanted to ask Sam, because he was mentioning the Queen up in Morro Bay. I reckon, did you ever happen to be there like late 90s, 98, 99? I know my friend Danny Kellogg took Jimmy Lombardi out. They got some almost 100-pound albacore that
year. It was the late 90s.
On a Parker.
Late 90s. Yeah, it was, I think we were up there in 99, 2000, and 2001. And one of those years, I think we had some fish that were, we had a 71 and a 73-pound albacore.
Jeez.
But all the rest, the peanuts were like 38 to 45 pounds. That was amazing.
That's crazy.
They don't even look right.
Are those, 70, are they?
70-pound albacore?
Yeah, the wings are so long.
They're so long.
And thick.
Really?
It's just, yeah, so cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's an interesting year this year. The water's definitely cooler than it has been in several years, especially inshore. I mean,
I'll tell you, this is one thing I've been thinking about and talk about. I've been around, blessed enough to be around long enough to some of the old timers, Eddie McEwen, Bill Poole, Steve Giffen, and I remember those guys talking about albacore droughts. But then, you know, it just was like, yeah, we had a few years where there was an albacore, and you didn't pay much attention to it.
Yeah.
And, you know, they came back, and we had that drought from 86 to almost 97 there, and then, you know, and then we had a good little run of them. Now we've kind of been back in the albacore drought. They're going to come back.
Yeah.
Just are they going to come
time.
Back?
It could
just
be
a matter.
This could be the year.
I'll be around. I'm pretty sure I'm going to see it again.
I mean,
so
could we see albacore and bluefin?
Well, they usually like to commingle anyway.
Yeah. Water temps.
Yeah, the bluefin are more of that cooler water fish. So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll be ready when they show up.
All right.
It'd be one thing if that albacore was just gone everywhere. I mean, you look at the guys up above. They catch them.
It's not
catch
gone.
Them good. Now, you know, that fish isn't gone. It's just not here. It's not in our backyard.
Different cycle.
Last year. Who knows?
So whatever cycle it is. You know, those guys in the South Pacific have been doing good here the last couple of years. That's changed. So this is all. This ocean is just a big mystery.
So what changed down there? Explain that.
I don't know. I don't. I don't. So I've never fished down there. All I know is that those guys fishing in the South Pacific have been doing pretty good couple of years.
Yeah. And it's better than it has been.
Better than it has been. So yeah. There's been some change.
All right.
You know, but we need storms. We need rain. We need cooler, we need cooler conditions. We've kind of been in this El Nino thing. It's like, I mean, you don't get in a stop and catch skipjack and dorado and albacore. That's kind of weird. But, you know, this bluefin's been hanging tough. And, you know, once again, we're all blessed that we have this bluefin fishery. But
sure.
I just, you know, we'll do this until the albacore show up. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
You know,
all right.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Let's jump right back in and talk to Mark. Mark's calling us from Santee. Hey, Mark, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you gentlemen doing this morning?
Yeah, morning,
great.
Mark.
Hey, I got a question. What determines where you're going to go? Is it the passenger says, I want to go to the island, or I want to do offshore?
I think for any guy running a boat is like you should really listen to the guy driving the boat is for where you want to go. If in the prime season, if you're fishing, mainly we target pelagic fish. It's either bluefin, yellowfin, or you know yellowtail and kelp, whatever. You just kind of go with a guy that's been doing it every day. So that would be my recommendation. It's like if you were going to go on a hunting trip or something, you're going to follow the guide because he's been getting up every morning doing what he's doing. And it's very hard to predict what you're going to be doing 6 months from now on one particular day. So it's kind of just go fishing, have a good time. Don't worry about what we're going to be targeting. But
know that you're going
to swim around, you know. Yeah. They got tails. They move around. You know, what's happening in May, it could be totally different in July. It's not something. It's just leave the driving up to the guy, you know, and that's not just for me, but for any captain running a fishing boat. It's like let the guy do the driving because he knows where to go.
So I have a question. I had a friend call and say he was booking a charter, and he wanted to know, should he book the charter in late June or beginning of August? What would you say to that?
I'd have to look at the moon phase or whatever. Yeah, I've always said go fishing when you can.
Yeah.
Is your vacation
late
in June?
June was prime time, right?
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be good. August could be good, too.
Yeah.
The only thing that I see different that happens is when we get in the late August and when fall starts happening, that's kind of when we start getting a warmer water push, and we'll start getting some more of the other exotics.
Right.
I kind of am not a big fan of that because I call it the transitional phase that goes through in the summer.
That's late August.
Yeah, that's kind of where summer really happens. But
right.
I've always loved springtime fishing. That's
spring.
Kind of like, spring and fall are kind of my favorites.
Yeah.
Especially the fall.
Totally.
But,
but
springtime, June, it's still, you know, it's spring is in full force, and the whole summer heat, you know, we haven't had any hurricanes yet that pushes that warm water up, so it hasn't gone through that change phase. But as it shows just from last year, that fish was out there by Clemente, and when that summer thing happened, it got just pushed out to the banks out there, Tanner and Cortez, and it was you know, it's a little further to go. You got to watch, you know, you got to pay attention to the weather a little more, but it was doable. Guys were able to get out there and catch, and the weather was good enough, you know.
Yeah.
There was very few bad weather days out there, I should say. And plus, running that angle, your ride home is just amazing coming in from there. It's like straight downhill, so it's great.
Gotta love it.
The last couple of years, like, you can't, there's no conclusion you're drawing on what's been. June.
Well, that's the thing. Is
flat out epic last year. You know, as was August, though. You know what I'm saying?
And was July.
Yeah, exactly. There's no,
right?
You know, we've just been very.
And September and October.
Yeah.
Sam was talking about cycles. The cycle we're in has just been so great.
Yeah.
And, you know, knock on wood and everything
that's
else.
Right.
It just helped keep it rolling. It's been great, you know. And that's the so not a BS answer. Just go when, you know, if one trip fits your schedule a little better, man, odds are you're probably going to have pretty damn good fishing both in June and in August next year. So
you mentioned the moon, Sam.
Yeah,
you like the moon?
I'm kind of a moon guy. Not everybody is.
So what's the best time?
It sure seems like, you know, from that new moon into the full, and maybe just a little bit after that full, has been probably the best.
Okay.
You know, it seems like especially these bluefin, they're hard to catch. They're, it's not a gimme.
Yeah. They bite one day full speed, and then they don't bite all the next day.
You know, and a lot of it, you know, I'm going to be pumping these day and a half trips a lot because a lot of it's that afternoon fish. You know, so if you're out there, you know, that afternoon is when I want to be there. When it's coming up and it's floating up, and that's going to be the time to be out there. But yeah, like you say, it's what month to go to. I'm going back to just go fishing when you can. I'm not going to, you know, say, hey, let's go do a bluefin trip in February. No, but I mean, June, July, August, it's just like when's the best time for you to go?
Is of course, Pacific Queen could be out there right now catching them.
They're on a three-day now. I mean, there's a lot of... It's funny that you say that because, you know, a few years ago you would say that as, I'm not going to go in February. Man, this year you probably could. You untied that invader, we put a couple of nice days in February together, I guarantee we put a bluefin on that thing.
Yeah, it could happen.
That's pretty cool. Hey, with that said, it's time to find out what's going on there. It's time to talk to your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen. Today it's sponsored in part by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. A complete saltwater tackle shop. They have a full deli with Mexican and California licenses, trips and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day in the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay, and East County Bait and Tackle. They're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside. Check danalanding.com for more info. And we got the man, Captain Dave Hansen, standing by. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Sam, Pete, Rick.
Good morning.
44 hey. Pacifica, my favorite boat of all. That thing
Excellent.
Is insane. The key to this whole thing, gang, if you're listening to Sam, is that bait tank. That 44 holds so much bait, it's insane. And Sam's a sport boat guy like me. We need bait. We got to have bait. So,
got to have some bait.
Good job.
I got to have some bait.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Got to have bait in that 44.
There's no such thing as too much live bait.
I've never had enough of anything. I don't know if you know that or not. But
yeah.
That's just Dave Hansen, bait. Right?
I can relate to that.
Yeah, well, that's something my dad taught me. They only put all that stuff out there for us to catch, and we have to go catch it all. But, hey, about the fishing. Gang, this week the weather's been insane, and there's been a little sprinkling of yellowtail over at Clemente. That bigger fish is in the cove there. That squid's in the cove over there at the caves area, and there's some of that bigger yellowtail there. But it's all about the squid. If you don't get the squid or if you don't have the squid, it's a long ways to go to not catch anything. But there's some squid to be caught in the cove, but there is a phenomenal amount of sea lions in the cove. So just understand that. Then over at Catalina, there was some good halibut fishing on the beaches on the back side of the island, middle of the back. Some pretty good halibut fishing. You could focus on that. And then the same thing along the coast. There was some pretty good halibut fishing for some of my private boat buddies. They did pretty well this week. Up and down the coast, it didn't matter from Santa Monica Bay down to the Mexican border. There was spots to be caught on the inside in 25 to 35 feet of water seemed to be the hot dope for that. And then there's some squid showing up at Isers Reef. The last two nights, it was pretty consistent. A couple of my commercial guys had nice catches there on Thursday night. So there's a little bit of volume there at Isers. So hopefully that turns into, like Mark Wish was saying yesterday, that'll turn into some sea bass hopefully there on the coast. But we got beautiful weather. And one more thing, I heard that guy right while I was waiting to talk asking Sam about when should he book. Well, you know, with everything that goes on, I would book my trip as soon as you possibly can get on his boat because you just never know what might happen. It could be weather. It could be all kinds of things. And then if you wait till the end of the season to book, then you're out. You don't got a trip. So go as soon as you possibly can. Anybody that's listening to Sam right now, because I can tell you, knowing Sam all these years, you're not going to get a date here soon. It's going to fill up pretty quick, so you better get it quicker than later.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for the compliments.
No question. And, of course, fishdope.com, Dave and Mark and all the guys feed Danny and Jeff that information. And fresh information, 724, 365 days a year on fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Dave, how do we find you?
Well, one more thing we have to say, Pete, Rick, Sam, my father, is sitting on his balcony listening to the show. He never doesn't listen, and he loves listening to Sam. So say good morning to Don Hanson.
Hi, Don.
And you can always find me at yoursaltwaterguide.com. I'm always there for all you guys at yoursaltwaterguide.com, and I will be in the studio next week.
I was going to say, we can find you right here in the studio next Sunday, 1 week from today. Captain Dave making the trip up to join us and talk some fishing.
Excellent.
Going to look forward to that, Captain Dave. We'll see you in the studio next Sunday.
All right, guys. I'll keep listening to the show. Thanks for being on, Sam.
All right. Bye. Thanks,
Dave. Appreciate that. All right. That's going to wrap up that report. Again, Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks have been a top choice for anglers, from that Gamakatsu Nautilus light wire, that real skinny, stealthy hook, to the standard wire Nautilus and that brand-new Nautilus HD. And now with the squid around invading the local beaches, get that Gamakatsu 4X Strong Octopus hook. It's a that's a top choice for those sea bass anglers fishing a live squid. Stock up on Gamakatsu Nautilus hook circle hooks and that octopus hook at your favorite tackle store. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more texts, and a lot more with Sam. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations, with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
For all your insurance needs, Snap Insurance is your top choice, providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. Work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Get advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your towel shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Towel Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Towel Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Towel Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there is only one name you can trust. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, great time here this morning talking fishing. Man, phones
Captain
are,
Dave.
Yeah, phones are packed up. This has been a great
yeah,
show.
Yeah, a lot of great texts. Here's a good one from Doug Collins. Says, Sam, I fished with you on the Rebel Bank in the Albee days and then limited out, and it was one of my most memorable days. Fished the Queen with you. Looking forward to a trip on the Invader. I think you're going to have a lot of fans.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to it, too. Yeah.
You've fished with a lot of people over the years.
I have. I've been very blessed and fished with a lot of just good people, you know, met a lot of good people, and that's a great thing about this industry, you know. Yeah. So that's what I love about it.
No question.
Yeah, well, the phones are packed, and everybody loves fishing with you, wants to talk to you. Why don't we jump back in the phones and start with Rich, who's called us from Bradley this morning. What's up, Rich? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about fishing line since he talked about 9-inch diameter spectra.
I know, right?
Cool, dude, I want to hear more about that.
Well, I was thinking about transitioning from monofilament to spectra for really light line fishing. I learned a lesson years ago before we had spectra on monofilament. I really thought I was slick with my 15-pound test monofilament, and I was getting bit constantly when all the people with 20 weren't. I thought I was slick until my next trip out when the guy that won the jackpot standing next to me was fishing 6-pound test, catching all the bass. And I'm wondering, can I get that same kind of effect with some sort of a rigging with spectra? And what would be your setup for that? This was back when I was using like a pen squitter with my 15-pound monofilament.
I would say that this in more familiarity with this is Rick could probably answer this with the lighter gear. I'm not much of a bass fisherman, never have been. I'm not the guy that goes to the lakes and fishes super light line. But
talking about sand bass and calicos.
Light line is, you know, what light line is doing for you better than anything? Is it just lesser diameter? And it's a lot less to do with, like, oh, that fish can see 25-pound but can't see 15. It's way less of that, and it's more how well your bait is swimming with less drag in the water. So, and it's never going to be a black or white answer with fishing line either. It's never like this is right and that is wrong. A skinnier diameter and lesser drag in the water that Spectra offers you, without question, allows your bait to swim better. You know, there's no denying that. Less diameter and less drag in the water equates to bait swimming a little better.
That's why I like that Power Pro Max Quattro is so awesome.
Sure. With that, though, comes less stretch, and it floats a little more in the water, and it doesn't react as well with other people in the water. So you just have to do your due diligence and be a little more in tune with where your bait is at and what you're doing. And if you're just peeling line off the reel and it's kind of floating back there in the current, you're going to get yourself into more trouble, you know, fishing straight Power Pro than you would than you would if you had a longer top shot of it. But if you are keeping in touch with it, your bait's going to swim a little better, and you're going to do better at having a bait that looks, you know, more like it doesn't have a hook in it towing a line than you wouldn't. And maybe fishing a little bit longer rod so you help absorb some of that stretch that you lose by not having your mono on there. So can you get that same advantage that you were talking about, fishing 15-pound instead of 20 with Spectra? Sure. Less diameter is always going to make your bait swim better, but you just need to make sure that you're not just putting the line on and calling it good. Like, you've got to do your job and keep it in touch with where your bait's at and what
feel
it's doing.
Bait.
You know, when that thing is shaking its head, you need to give a little. Maybe you need to fish a slightly bigger hook so you've got a little bigger barb. So, that's how you put the odds back in your favor of not pulling a hook. You know, just got to – there's more to it than just throwing the line on it and calling it a day. But, yeah, no doubt. I mean,
Sammy, after all the couple of years that you've kind of been away and running the tug, are you still good at Spectra tangles?
For some reason, I have a lot of patience with tangles. I don't know what – I don't have a lot of patience in general. But in a tangle, I was always like, it was kind of therapeutic. But anyhow, getting back to this, back to your question with light line and fishing calico bass and sand bass. But we had Jack on here a couple weeks ago, and he fishes but 40 pounds. So
yeah.
I don't know if it's necessary to throw 6-pound test out. I know in my times that I've been on sport fishing boats, if you got to go less than 20 pound, maybe the guy should move the boat to find something that will bite some. You know, maybe it's just time to move. If you can get a bite on 20, it's time to move the boat. 15 pound is something I have not seen a lot in my career. So 15 is super light. So.
That's a light.
But if that's what
line.
You like fishing, that's cool.
We've had so much big fish and heavy line fishing the last few years that now when it is that, you know, it's plunker fishing and you're having to hook a fish on 25 pound, I get in this boat, we're like, what am I supposed to do with it? You can't do it. You can't pull on it. You're just sitting there. You know, you hook a fish on 40 pound, like you're in the driver's seat. You know,
yeah.
You're yanking on it. You're pulling him to you. And you hook one
you're
on 20. You're just like standing there, like, what am I supposed to do now? Like,
yeah,
wait for him to swim my direction? Like,
it's not good.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
I'm spoiled with that heavy line. How about Bruce from Lemon Grove up next here on Let's Talk Hookup? What's up, Bruce?
Good morning, Bruce.
Come in, Bruce.
Looks like we might have dropped Bruce, so we'll jump right back into him and talk to John. John's calling us from Escondido this morning. John, we still got you? Well, looks like maybe the phones have slipped, so why don't we jump back into the text, because I know we've got a bunch of really good ones stacked up. This one was from Kurt and Mo Val. Said, good morning, guys. Please talk more about the tugs. That I found that fascinating. The good days and the bad days of having 10-foot wheels. Wow, I can't imagine what the stress has got to be like.
I'll, in a nutshell, the tugboat business, the ship assist part of it is hours of boredom for minutes of sheer terror. And what I mean by that is, if you just imagine having to go up alongside a, you know, a 1,200-foot ship at doing, you know, 10 knots and coming alongside of it, and it's different.
So you're pulling the tug up to do all this stuff at 10 knots?
Well, a lot of the times they're coming through the breakwall. They're doing, sometimes faster. They're trying to decrease their speed, but they're coming through the gate. They're going pretty good and trying to slow down. But we have to put our lines up and, you know, make ready. Sometimes they're, you know, 2-3 tugs. Some big tankers have seen as many as 4 tugs. So it's the pilots do a great job orchestrating all of it. It's it gets
crazy. So you're
crazy.
Following the directions from the pilots.
Yeah, the pilots are giving us our commands and stuff. Yeah. But it's there's a lot of different variables. The hydrodynamics around the ship, you know, the water forces that are different up around the bow or back towards the stern of the ship. You know, you can get it's just crazy. So
did it take a lot of years to learn?
It takes time, yeah, and you got to be the right guy. I was blessed to have to have the skills. You know, I mean,
skills help you?
You know,
it's
funny. I've run in twin screw boats for years, decades, and you get up there on one of these Azipod boats, and you're very humbled because have no idea what it's totally different. It's like having to learn how to walk all over again. You know, it's totally different, but it's not rocket science. You can learn it, but it's, like I say, it's hours and hours of boredom. There's a lot of times where it's just, we're sitting around not doing anything, and then all of a sudden it gets busy and you're doing some pretty highfalutin boat maneuvering and your heart rate's up and you're wide awake, it gets your attention.
Just like a small boat, are those things affected by wind and things like that, or are they so big that there's not a lot of effect? What I'm saying?
The wind, I see what you're saying. The wind, there's so much horsepower that the wind's not so much of a factor, but water, having
flow.
The water really gets you. Prop wash from the ship and stuff like that. And that's in the going back to the hydrodynamics around the ship, the forces around the ship when the ship is moving through the water, because it's displacing so much water. And a lot of times we go through these small channels where, as the ship displaces the water, it's forcing water out and back at you, and you feel that. So it's not so much wind, but the water is what really gets you. And even we don't have a whole lot of current. There's a little bit more current down here in San Diego Bay, but the difference between L.A. and in Long Beach compared to San Francisco, the currents just rip up in the San Francisco Bay, and that's a strong force on you.
I can imagine.
Yeah, it's
a lot. It's kind of like a kiddie pond down here compared to up there, right?
It really is. It's Southern California. That's why everybody wants to live here.
Exactly.
It's great.
Look outside.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Hope that answers some of it.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's great. Well, why don't we try and jump back into the phone, see if we can snag another. How about Chuck from Long Beach this morning? Chuck, you hanging in there with us?
Yeah, I got you.
What's up, Chuck?
Oh, we got you.
Hey, Chuck.
You kind of covered it a little bit with the moon. Are there certain times of the moon phase that are better for certain types of fish? You know, like bluefin or yellowtail or things like that that you would want to look at? And then also, Pete, have you had code enforcement in to make sure the studio has been Hansen-proofed yet?
Yeah, it's going to be a dangerous show next Sunday. I can guarantee you that.
Keep a helmet on him.
Yeah, we're going to have our helmets, our masks, the whole deal on. Yeah.
I'm go back to the moon phase thing. I'm a firm believer in it. It is a very powerful thing that happens. It affects our oceans, and I mean, you see the tides and all that, and that is absolutely has it correlates with what's happening out with the way these fish bite. And there's no two ways to say. I mean, especially like when we're driving around at nighttime, and now since we've had these, you know, these video, the color video meters where we can just run the meter, you know, you just it's on all night long. We're back in the, I'm really dating myself, for the paper graph days, you know, where I remember when I was a kid working on the boats, like, no, you wouldn't even turn the meter on because you don't want to waste the paper. But you see different feed layers and stuff, and it looks totally different, like in the blaze of the moon or in the dark of the moon, that there's just the fish are feeding at different times. It's huge. And it's, we, you know, and another thing that kind of correlates, it's just a giant puzzle, this what we're doing, and I don't think we'll ever figure it out, but we think we got it all figured out. When the day ends up right, yeah, I got it all figured out on that day. But when we started gilling gutting these fish, really seeing what they were eating, and we're seeing these fish eat these stuff coming out of their bellies, it's like, well, this stuff's down deep, you know, they're feeding deep, and they come up, and you know, where we can catch them, we're catching them on the surface. So there's a lot of variables, but you can really see it, different phases of the moon, where the feed is, what the feed, you know, it's all connected. So
I think you could guarantee that the moon is going to do something, but I don't think you could guarantee what that thing is going to do.
Right. Yeah, it just changed. You know, I mean, a full moon in February is different than a full moon in mm-hmm. September, you know, in the same zone. So
this tidal, there's no tides, of course, offshore. That's currents.
No,
but,
yeah, there
but
is.
Does that affect things?
I'm starting to pay more attention to the slack tides and
slack
you
tides,
know,
yeah.
What
is that about the slack tides?
It's just when the forces are. It's hard to explain. Yeah. The currents. Some of the bite times will be where we see it, like in the harbors and stuff, where it's slack low or slack high or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then you look at it and then like, wow, that's when that fish came up there. You know,
yeah.
We were just below Clemente, and man, yeah. It was 2 p.m. And that just correlates with, I mean.
So even offshore, tides are affecting fishing.
The fish know. They know.
They just know.
They know. I don't know how they know. I don't know. But it's something to pay attention to.
Yeah.
It's
but just, tides and currents are two completely different things.
This is true.
Yeah. It's but, just a, it's kind of one of those mystery puzzles, right?
But that
the only one that figured it out is Steve Lousley, I think.
But
but look at all those fish that you can set your watch to float. You know, that fish, that swordfish float, you know, that fish floated on the high tide,
right.
or in the slack tide,
exactly.
Or, you know,
yeah.
The marlin, offshore marlin guys that are grinding up an area and they're spending all their time finding out where that bait is and where this is, and there's no visual sign at all, but you hit the slack tide, ooh, that fish all pops up.
It comes up, you
can't deny that it's not related. I mean, you could look at the tide book and the tide's at 12 o'clock. And
exactly.
We did no business all morning long, and here it is 11:45, and boom, it's happening. We're going to, you know, and sometimes just as fast, your day can be over with that slack. You know, you had 2 or 3 hours of action, and you spent all morning making sure you were in the right place for it to happen, and the tide slacks off, and everything floats, and away you go.
Yeah, it's connected.
Just got a text from Tom Green. They filled their quota.
Oh, well, there you go.
He's going to call next week.
Oh, I'm listening.
Yeah, that's wild.
I want to hear Tom.
Yeah. All right, cool.
January 17th. Yeah,
yeah.
We're fixed up.
Yeah, they're done.
Yeah. That's wild.
I guess there's a little bit of bluefin around.
You can say that.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
All right. Hey,
wow.
Thanks a lot for the call. Let's try and sneak in one quick one. About a minute left for you, Tom, from Temecula.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I'll try to be quick. Sam, what
yes, sir.
Is the biggest, or what was your thinking as far as moving from sport boats to running a charter boat? What are your biggest challenges?
Well, it's all this. My biggest challenge. I don't know. I'm just a fisherman at heart. So I took on this venture because I wanted to do something different. I didn't want to do the same old thing, kind of what I've been doing for the last 20 something years. So I wanted to just cater to smaller groups of people, more of a just kind of run a first class operation on a smaller scale. That's kind of what I was thinking. It's what I'm doing.
I dig it.
That's just like more personalized customer service.
Exactly.
But that's what you've been doing all.
That's what
all
we've
your
been
fishing
doing, but
career.
You know, it's not 24 people. It's just
right.
You know, five or six now. So,
is that going to be a big change for you?
I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it.
And it's cool too because you have so many people that have fished with you so many times that are probably going to jump aboard and experience kind of a different San Patella.
Yeah. Yeah. Just. It's. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to do it.
Yeah. And so, realistically, starting charters June, probably something like that.
Yeah, May, June.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll just.
What
we'll,
if somebody if something pops up in April and May and.
Well, I guess we'll have to go fishing.
You might
yeah.
be available.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. We'll be available.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those fish are willing to bite. You're willing to go.
Well, yeah. Now the guys fill their quota in January. Maybe it's going to be March.
Yeah.
No doubt. I'm ready. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on board the San Diego. Great prize. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat. Now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper-equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test drive. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take-a-ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
It's Yamaha's The Power of Reliability sales event. For a limited time, eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes come with up to $1,500 in dealer credit or 2 years of Yamaha extended warranty protection. Yamaha. Reliability starts here.
Offering March 2nd, 2021. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service contract added to Yamaha factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time to find out the big winner going fishing on board the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. Congratulations, Sam and Irvine. You are going to have a great time fishing with Booger and the boys.
Yeah, indeed you are. And Captain Sam Patella, welcome back to
awesome,
the
buddy.
Fishing world. We're glad to have you back.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back.
Yeah.
I'm super excited. Super pumped up. Yeah.
And you have a lot of fans. We talked to a lot of them. We got a lot of texts from people that are booking trips on the Invader. So if somebody wants to book a trip on the Invader, how do they do it?
Well, our website's up and running, invadersportfishing.com. There's the phone number on there. It's area code 619-483-1966.
Who are they talking to there?
They're going to talk to me. That rings on my phone here. And for anybody that does call, please leave a message. I run two different lives right now, so I will return everybody's call. Also, you can call Seaforth Sport Fishing, area code 619-224-3383. You can book through the landing. Book through the landing. Get some dates. We got the calendar wide open for the upcoming season, we'll have dates available. So
now, right now, straight charter. Put your own group together.
Yeah, put your own group together. I think I'm going to get with John Yamati over there, and when it gets hot and bothered and all that, maybe we'll do some open party trips. No more than five people, and just go out and go fishing, have a good time.
All right, Sam, great to have you.
Super pumped.
Thank you for listening today. Thanks to Andrew and of course our buddy Adam on the app side. I sure appreciate all their efforts, and thank you out there too, and thank you for your patience today too. We sure appreciate it. Next Saturday, Captain Taro Takeuchi from the Liberty will be right here with us in the world headquarters. And then you heard it, next Sunday, get your helmets ready. Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, will be here. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.